This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Matthew.
Good morning.
And our podcast producer, Rainey, on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And we are missing our sweet, sweet magpie today because she's under the weather.
Oh, no.
And here at You Can Sit With Us, we love a stay at home if you're sick kind of day.
This is true.
Don't come in. Mm-mm. If your job will let you stay home if you're sick, do not go to work.
Don't spread it.
Don't spread it.
No.
Because you'll spread it and you'll forget it. But we never will. Anywho, you've got Becky and Matt today, and today we're going to be talking about all things drag race.
Drag race, RuPaul's Drag Race, start your engines.
Yeah, how many of RuPaul's songs do you know, Matt?
Well, there's just so many, like every year she comes out with more and more and more, you know? But there are some that are like the more iconic ones, you know?
Yeah. What do you think?
Like Must Be Jelly Cuz Jam, Don't Shake, like that one. That's a pretty good one.
If the you're peanut, not peanut, watching the video peanut, version of this, you should be because Matt is showing us his moves.
And then what's the other one? Oh, Sissy That Walk, you know, the catwalk. That one's like a really iconic one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long have you been watching Drag Race?
Since season one.
You are an OG.
16 years ago.
So you were 15 years old.
Yes, five. I was 5 years old.
I wasn't even born yet. That's crazy.
Yes.
I got into it during the pandemic because of you and Eugene. Yes. We started a little bubble, our quarantine bubble.
We did. And it was our weekly cook dinner and then watch a show. And that was our show.
Yeah. And we did UK and US.
UK, hon?
UK, hon.
That's a good one, too. That's a bop.
UK, hon, is that will never be out of my head.
That will never be out of my head.
I have honestly, someone
real
says
earworm.
Ding, ding, dong. And I'm like, here forever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's never going to leave. And since then, we've watched all the seasons. We have not watched all of the UK seasons, but we watch all the US seasons really pretty religiously.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the US is like the flagship, and then it's UK, and then it's Canada, and then there's like so many other ones.
Yeah.
They have it for like all the countries now.
I love that.
Like literally every country on earth. No, not
literally.
There's so many.
Well, drag queens are
everywhere. It's like quite a franchise.
Oh, I think it is like one of the most awarded reality
TV
shows.
Of the Snatch Game. Let's be real. That's my favorite challenge. I feel like it's everyone's favorite challenge. The Snatch Game is usually so good. Sometimes it's not good, but
sometimes very bad.
Most of the time, it's the best episode. You know?
Yeah, I feel
the
like
most funny.
New people can really shine during the Snatch Game. So if you're not familiar with Drag Race and you're like, what the hell is a Snatch Game? All of the queens pick it's based off of an old TV show or an old reality show game, right? Like The Match or something like that.
Yes.
But they have to be a character. So you could be Judge Judy Garland. I want to think of other Judys.
All the Judys.
Judy Dench. I don't know why only that came to my mind. Sometimes people are like the Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be
a robot. One was the devil.
Yeah. There was a Trisha Paytas one
here. There was a Trisha Paytas.
I don't.
Choose wisely, people. Choose wisely.
Yeah, it must be really hard to pick who you're going to do for Snatch Game because it has to be recognizable enough that like lots of people, you know the person that you're doing, but also the more niche ones tend to be funnier, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. At least in my opinion.
But you have to like make it your own. You can't just try to be that character because like people try to be Beyonce before and it's like, how are you going to make Beyonce funny?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't have, people don't really think of her as being like
hilarious.
No. Either.
Yeah.
You know?
You kind of got to have, there has to be something about them. Like they can't just be a superstar.
Yeah. And then you can't just like lean into one thing they do. Because sometimes they just repeat the same things over and over again.
What was it? Know? Was it Sugar Spice who did Miley Cyrus?
Okay. With the weird face.
With the weird face. That was a couple last season.
Right.
Really didn't work out.
No, not good. But it's my favorite episode because some of them are iconic, you know?
Yeah, very iconic. I also love that Snatch Game is always or usually accompanied by the library being open.
Yeah, usually, yeah. Yeah. A lot of times.
And when the library is open, the queens get to read each other.
Yes.
Because reading is fundamental.
Fundamental.
Is what I've learned.
Teach that to Henny.
That is what I've learned. Reading is fundamental. And they're very shady to each other, each other. And I feel like this season, I have a feeling this season, Plain Jane is going to say something and someone's going to cry. Mm. I mean, she is... Not only is she getting a villain edit, but she's like giving herself a villain edit. Yes. Like she is
She's leaning hard into it. Which is smart in a way. Like everyone's talking about it.
Oh yeah. You're
everyone knows who Plain Jane is. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep her on there maybe a little longer, the producers, because she's stirring up all the drama and she's mean and she's getting a lot of screen time.
That's true. And I think
it could be a tactic.
She's hard when they're good. When you're so mean and good.
Yeah, she is also good. I mean, I know your favorite song in the world is Burger Finger.
That song. So this season, Plain Jane sang a song called Burger Finger.
Yes.
And you know what? It's not my favorite song. I'll admit.
It's a whole song about how your hands smell like burgers after you eat a burger. Becky's favorite song.
Look, I can't write music, so you know, her lyrics are good and funny.
Yes.
But I didn't like it. I didn't want to like it. I also love when Rue is tickled. Like she was so tickled by Burger Finger.
Yeah, dead.
I think honestly, like it might be better than winning if you can get Rue to just laugh so hard.
Yeah, the only things she laughs so hard at are like when people are so dumb.
So dumb.
When something is so dumb and stupid, that's like what gets her like really rolling.
Remember Home Alone? Whoever did Macaulay Culkin from... Yes. Home Alone in Snatch Game, like last year, the year before. It was a horrible impersonation. And she kept doing the same, like, hands on her face over and over and over. And it was so dumb that Rue was just, like, deceased.
Yes.
She loved it.
Yeah, it's going to make him laugh.
Who would you be if you were on Snatch Game? Like, what's your impersonation?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not good at impersonating.
Okay.
You know, it's like a hard one. And I feel like ones that I would think of doing have already been done so many times that I wouldn't want to do them.
Like what? Tell me more.
Like Julia Childs. She's a good one.
Julia Childs would be a good one.
I also love Liza, so I'd want to be Liza. But so many people have done Liza.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like I would really have to think hard. I might try to go a different route and like do something... Because remember how Trinity was the devil one year?
Oh, yeah.
So I would maybe think of trying to do something like that. Because then you really make up your own character and you do whatever you want.
Yeah,
you just have to be funny in that character.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be more the route for me to go. Because I don't have like a good impersonation of someone.
You know who I think you could be? Is Pit Crew. Has anybody impersonated Pit Crew?
I don't think so.
I feel like if you were... I really like the trait of the season, mm-hmm. which means you're hot in and out of drag.
Yeah.
I feel like if you wear that, then you could just like take your shirt off.
You could be the pit crew.
And be the pit crew.
Right.
And I kind of think not saying anything would be really funny.
Oh my God.
Like, you know how pit crew only has like, they'll be able to say like, cool.
Yeah. You just have to bring lots of props or 100%. Things from all of the things that they make the pit crew do.
Yeah. Right. And like constantly be changing your little like, outfit, yeah. like a little necktie or something.
Yeah. Which character would you be? Who would you want to impersonate?
I think I would go random. Like, because again, I can't do impersonations at all. I can do one character from Daria and that is it. That's the only person I'm like, I can really nail this one.
Right.
So I would not try and do a voice because I can't do accents either. So I would be like... I would be something with a funny title, like I would be a tree in the forest, or like I would be a sock on the floor, like trying to go with something like that, like you said, and be able to be funny on that aspect, not trying to impersonate someone.
Yeah, maybe I could do like Sophia Loren, Like, a lot of people have told me I look like her before, you know?
Okay, give us a Sophia Loren. Give us something.
I mean, she just sounds like an Italian lady, but I feel like not a lot of people know her personality, so it'd be easy to fill it in.
That's true.
Right? You could just, like, look like her.
Yeah.
And then you kind of act like however.
You could do, right? What's the father, son, and house of Gucci?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. You should be Lady Gaga as Donatella Versace.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Is that who it was?
No, because this is Gucci.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, that's not right, but I can't remember what her name is in the movie. I can't remember what her name is in the movie, but it's not Donatella Versace. That was such a good year that came out. Like, there were so many memes being like, this is like every like gay Italian American's like dream. Because it was like Lady Gaga was House of Gucci, and then also it was the oh my God, now I'm blanking on the name. The Vespa movie with the
Luca.
And then Luca came out the same year. So everyone was like, this is the best year for Italian Americans.
That is so funny. Who was she?
She was someone in the Gucci family.
She was someone in the Gucci family, not Donatella Versace.
Donatella Versace is not in the Gucci family.
She's not in the Gucci family. Do not spread these rumors. That's crazy. Anyway, back to Drag Race.
Oh my God, yes.
As our big drag episode. Okay,
so who do you think is going to win this season?
Okay.
Like halfway through? No, quarter of the way through the season? Quarter of the way. Who do you think is going to win?
I have a strong top three, okay. And it's changed, actually, from the beginning.
From the first episode?
So from the first episode from the talent show, my top three were Miss Nymphia Wind. Mm-hmm. I think she is hilarious.
Yeah, she's so funny.
The commitment to Banana is out of control. I love her. I think Q is amazing. Mm-hmm. Her looks are like insane. Like she is a
so professional.
Full, so professional. Yeah. Looks so done.
So professional. Yeah.
Unfortunately, found out this week she cannot dance. Neither can I, so that's okay, Q, I see you. And then, so in the first episode, I was really rooting hard for Dawn. I loved Dawn, I loved her weird little aesthetic, but even though she is a crazy mean villain this season, I think Plain Jane's going to make it to the top three.
I think Plain Jane's going to make it to the top
three. So I think it's going to be Nymphia, Q, and Plain.
I think so too. I think that's who it's going to be.
Yeah. Are those your top three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew Nymphia right away.
Oh, yeah. She came out with such star power.
Yeah. And then she's gotten more personality in each episode too, you know, which is key.
Yeah. I think she's really
funny. And she's definitely getting more shady.
Oh, yeah.
Each episode as well.
She's very chaotic.
Yes.
And I'm like, is this a bit? Are you like trying to throw the other queens off their game?
Yes. I do think A Mandatory Meeting had the best name, though.
A Mandatory Meeting was one of the best names I've ever heard.
A Mandatory Meeting.
So funny.
Amanda Tory
Meeting.
So funny.
It was very clever.
Yes.
It was very, very clever. Mm-hmm. I loved her name. I thought she could really dance. I thought she did really good at dancing.
Yeah. You know,
but I'll agree with the judges. I was not a fan of the makeup looks.
No.
I just didn't get it.
And so we were just in Vegas like a week or two ago for Eugene's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we actually saw a Mandatory Meeting at one of the clubs there. She looked the exact same in Drag Race.
I love
as Drag
that.
Race. So, I mean, it's, you know, it had just happened. So why would she look different? I don't know. Growth in her makeup skills.
Right.
Did not happen. Still looked the same. But she was so funny in person.
That's so exciting.
She was really funny. Yeah.
I love to hear that queens are funny in person.
Yeah, she was so funny. And maybe it was because she was standing next to Erica, who's like a giant.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because I always thought Mandatory was like so tall.
Mm-hmm. I thought Mandatory Meeting was really
tall. But she was just like normal.
She's so
compared
fit.
To Erica, but you know, Erica's so tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like such a like force.
I love
to
that.
Be next to. It was really fun. But when we were in Vegas, we also went to the RuPaul live show
at
the Flamingo.
It's Tell us what
so
it was.
Fun. When you're there, you just have to go. Just go. It's so fun. The tickets aren't very expensive. They're like under $100.
Oh, that's great.
And the show's like, I don't know, a little over an hour. And it's just so fun. When I was there, Eureka was in the show too. So we saw her in the drag show the night before and then on the strip the day after.
So fun.
Coco Montrese. Who else was there? She was so good. Like, she looked beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Gorgeous was there. And it was like, I was just expecting it to be more like a drag show. Like, they were just going to be kind of like performing a little bit and maybe have like a little bit of a storyline. But there is like more of a loose story.
Okay.
They would, so like kind of like made each, all the numbers go into each other, you know, more than just like, you know, the drag queens coming, just like singing whatever songs. And then half of it, more than half of it is like original content. So they like wrote these songs for the show. And then they have like some covers in there as well.
Okay, cool.
Probably cheaper that way too. You don't have to pay all the royalty fees to sing everything at all the
shows.
That's
true.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it was cute. Oh, and Derek Barry.
I don't know who that is.
She's the one who impersonates Britney.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so yes, she was really good. It looked exactly like Britney.
She hosted the talent show this season, right? Was that her?
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
She's so good.
She's so good. She looked exactly like Britney again. And she does like a whole Britney shtick. It's so it's so funny. But just like the production of it is like Vegas style. It was crazy. Like, Georges flew in from the ceiling on a stripper pole that was like flying down from on the stage. And it was, I was just like, what is happening? It's crazy.
Georges, how'd you get
like,
up there?
There were pyrotechnics, which were so cool. They like go over the stage and someone kind of with a guitar, and the guitar was like flaming everywhere. It was wild. Everyone was screaming. And then Eureka, because you know how the stage is like so tall, it's like two or three stories tall. She was on this huge dress. So she had like, she was up at the very top of the stage. You could almost not see her head at the top of the stage. And she had this huge dress that just went all the way and took up the whole stage.
Whoa.
Like, it was like larger than life.
You know? I'm so jealous.
It was so cool. It was really fun. So the production value of it was really great. And then another queen came in like on a swing, like swinging from the ceiling.
I wonder how they pick like the queens that are in the Vegas show. Is it just the queens that were on the prior, like previous season?
So there are two permanent cast members. This is what Derek Barry told us. So there are two permanent cast members, and it's Derek Barry and Asia O'Hara. So Asia O'Hara is like the host. They're kind of, it's like the traditional hosts of like a drag show. And then Derek is just one of the mainstays because she's in Vegas and she looks like Britney. And then there is like three to four other ones who like kind of rotate in and out. So one thing that happened when we were there is we were sitting down and someone comes up and it starts talking to Eugene. And I look over and I couldn't identify who it was, but I was like, they look so familiar to me. So familiar. And Eugene turns to me and he's like, this is Lawrence Chaney. And I was like, what? And he's like, this is Lawrence Chaney. And I'm like, what? And he's like, this is Lawrence Chaney. And it finally clicked that it was
Lawrence Chaney,
the famed drag queen,
winner Scottish drag of queen, UK drag queen
of the UK, Lawrence Chaney.
Lawrence Chaney.
And she was there because the next night she's starting in the show.
So there is,
we missed
still
her by one day.
There's still a chance for me.
Yes. You have to go to Vegas now, Becky. Go.
I need to. My parents are coming into town. Eugene called and was like, remember when we talked about like going to Vegas? Like, do you think that could still happen? And I was like, Eugene, my love, I told you had to tell me like a month in advance. I cannot leave a baby with 4 days notice.
Yeah, he literally planned it days before. I was like, no one's going to be able to come, Eugene. No one's coming.
And Eugene was like, what if Keith just stayed home? He's like, he doesn't really like Adele. I was like, okay.
Eugene just wants to hang out with you, not Keith, obviously.
Bye, Keith. Every once in a while, Eugene will FaceTime if we're talking and just sending like a text really fast back and forth. He'll FaceTime and Keith will like walk in the door and be like, what are you guys doing?
He's like, is Eugene here?
He's like, what? What? I'm so jealous that you met Lawrence Chaney.
I know. I love them so much. Obsessed. So glad I got to meet them. So sad that I didn't get to see them in the actual show.
No, she's so beautiful.
But while we were there, they kept us after because they recognized Eugene to like go meet all the queens.
Bitches!
And take a picture with them. Ah! We'll have to send a picture. You can put it on the thing. And There was a very rowdy group sitting behind us the whole show, which was fine. We were there to have fun. It didn't bother us. But we did note that they were there. So at the end, they ushered everyone out except for us and this rowdy group. And I look behind when the lights come up, and it was Jean Smart. And it was from Hacks and Designing Women, like, you know,
Designing
iconic,
Women.
Like from way back when. It was the wrap party for the third season of Hacks, because they do it in Vegas.
So cool.
And they had like two more days of shooting, but they wanted to make this like their party for the night. So that's why they were all definitely tipsy, definitely had been having a good night. And so we got to meet the whole cast and crew of Hacks and Jean Smart. She was such a lovely person. She was so fun.
So nice.
Like overly nice.
I love when you meet like celebrities in the wild and then they like leave a good impression. Because I get like people coming up to you a lot could be like, you could be like, ugh, again, and be like kind of annoyed. Yeah. But it's like, it's nice when they're so nice.
I know. Not enough good things to say about her. Love her.
I love that journey for you guys.
It was so fun. And it was so funny because they were like all meeting, like we were all meeting like the queens together. So it was like a really fun, like.
How teensy was Georges? Oh, she looks so teensy.
Georges is like teeny, teeny, teeny.
Yeah,
teeny.
She's
teeny,
so teeny, fit teeny, too.
Yeah. Like no wonder she could swing down on the stage on a Super Bowl, you know? It's crazy. But it was so fun.
Oh, Georges.
It was so fun to meet all them too.
And you guys also went to another show while you were there. You went to two other shows. You guys did the big birthday tour for Eugene's 21st birthday.
Well, we had like a little bit of a ticket mishap.
Uh-oh.
Because on Eugene's bucket list is to see Adele, mm-hmm. which love, and to see Kylie, which love. But they're very different types of shows to go to. And so we were going to try to go to one on one night and one on another night. But we could only get tickets for them both on the same night, which is like a lot.
That's
to go
a lot.
See two. And they're not at the same place, obviously, and everything Vegas is like so far apart. But Adele started at 8 p.m. and Kylie went on at 10:30, 11.
That's actually not a bad like timing.
So we were able to leave Adele like a little after 10. We left like almost at the very end of the last song so that we could beat the crowds and run over to the Venetian, which is where the Voltaire, which is where Kylie was, and got there like just in time. I mean, she has like a pre-show. Like it's very, there's a lot of dancers and like acrobatic people. You kind of feel like you're a little bit at Cirque du Soleil. And she has a show that goes for like an hour before she goes on.
Wow.
Of just like kind of like circus acts and people doing like kind of crazy stuff overhead and on stage. And it's cool.
That's dope.
But it was like kind of like whiplash going between the two. You know, because Adele's just like so, like her voice is just like so
powerful and big.
Yeah, like big. It just kind of like blows you away. And she sounds exactly like the recording. Mm. Like it's crazy. Like you listen to her and it's like they don't do anything to her voice in the recording. Like it's her raw like voice. That's how she sounds.
I love that.
The whole time. And it's just so funny because she has like her super thick Cockney accent.
Yeah.
So she's like singing these beautiful things and it's like so emotional. And then she comes out talking about like, I don't know, what happened that day, how she like stepped in dog shit. And you're like, okay.
Adele, she's very just real. Like us.
She is. She really is. She's so real. It made me like her even more. Like it was so good.
That's great.
And there's a video that was circulating online, like on Twitter, about this girl, this little girl. She's like, I don't know, 13, 14. And her dad was surprising her, bringing her into Adele. So it's like the video is of they're on a plane and it's the dad and the daughter, and overhead on the speakers, the flight attendant is like, oh, this girl, Natalie, thinks that her dad is bringing her on a work trip to Vegas, but actually he's bringing her for her birthday to go see Adele.
Aww.
And during the show, Adele had seen the video, and during the show, she called out, found the girl, and then like we all sang happy birthday to the girl.
Oh my gosh.
The whole audience, and then she like signed something for her, like, you know, well wishes, whatever, to give up to her too.
So
she does
so
like little
sweet.
Things like that during the show. That's really cute.
That's so nice of her.
Yeah, it definitely made me even more. I was already a big Adele fan, but it made me even more of an Adele fan. You know
who I became a big fan of this weekend based on a very hilarious interview? Have you seen the clip of Michael Bublé
at
the NHL All-Star game?
I have not seen this.
Michael Bublé is asked a question after the All-Star game. He's sitting with Will Arnett. and they're being interviewed. And he's talking about like what a great time it was. And then he says, and my friend, you know, it was supposed to be a microdose of mushrooms, but it turned out, you know, it was a macro. So I was like flying. And Willard Head is sitting next to him like, okay, buddy. And I was like, you know what, Buble? I don't know much about you, but now I want to.
I mean, he does have an amazing voice as well.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of those, like, I don't know. Would you say that Adele and like Michael Bublé are on sort of those same plane of being like ballads, really? I feel like Adele's more famous.
Yeah, I was going to say Adele's more of a star.
So but sorry, Michael. I think you're a star too.
I think Adele does have a little bit more of a powerful voice. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Michael Bublé is one of those people who could sing like anything.
Yeah.
Like from classical to like pop to like jazz to, he's a crooner. You know, yeah, he could like do it all.
I feel like they're both household names too.
Yes, absolutely.
Like I feel like if you asked like my grandma, she would know who Adele and Michael Bublé are, but like she might not know Shawn Mendes.
That's probably true.
Or Olivia Rodrigo.
I mean, not yet.
Not yet.
They got time.
They're young.
That's true.
They're young. They got more time to release music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the Kylie Minogue show was also very good, but David in a different way.
Yeah, he said it was like being at like the best gay club you've ever gone to.
Yes, and it set up like a nightclub, so you're kind of at tables, but literally no one sat the whole time. Everyone was up dancing, so it's like, why have the tables?
That's true. Why not? Well, I guess to give people a place to sit if they need
and
to
like
sit.
Drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like a disco the whole time, so it was really fun. People were living.
That's so fun.
And like the big song of this past year was Padam Padam.
Padam.
So that was really good to see in person. She was so good. And then the other one that just killed me was she sings The Locomotion. I guess that was like, she either said it was like, it's one of her first songs that she recorded and kind of like put her on the map, was doing a cover of The Locomotion. So she sings that at a lot of her shows as like a tribute.
Did you guys start a choo-choo train?
Some people actually did. We did not join the choo-choo train, but people did. People were living for it. And a lot of people there were older, you know, like when that song came out, like that was like, you know, their party years, right? So they were really like crying.
Never too old to party.
It was fun. It was really fun. Best night, you know, those two nights in Vegas. Top the year, you know?
So I feel like that's good. Eugene deserves like fun nights because he like literally never goes on vacation with us.
Oh my gosh.
Like when we were in Greece or Vietnam, he was like, I gotta work.
He's a
workaholic. So I feel like he misses out on like big fun things a lot of the time. So it's nice that he gets to do.
He's just so like laser focused.
Yeah.
He won't let himself to do like other stuff.
Yeah. Live that far.
I can't do that.
You're telling me. I've got no focus. The focus is not in the room with us. The focus is gone. I could barely focus on right now.
Mm-hmm. So back to Drag Race, Becky.
Back to Drag Race. Returning to the drag. So we have the same top three.
Yeah, we have the same. Who do you think is going to be the fourth? You think Dawn's going to be the fourth?
I think possibly Dawn. Yeah.
I think some people are there who shouldn't be there.
Like who?
Like, I kind of think Geneva Carr.
I like Geneva Carr.
I think Amanda Turner Meeting's more entertaining than her. Do you think?
No. I thought they were both entertaining. They're both not my favorite of the season.
Yeah.
But I think Geneva Carr, sometimes Amanda Turner Meeting didn't make sense. Like, her outfit didn't make sense or her makeup didn't make sense.
You didn't like her blue...
To that point, Keith and I was, you know, we were watching on the DVR and I fast forwarded. So we missed the title of like category is. And so we got like three people in and we were like, oh, it's cats. And then I think someone, I forget who came out. Oh, it was a mandatory meeting came out. And we were like, what the fuck is this category? And we went back and it was, what was it? Kitty cat wig?
Yeah, pussycat wig.
And I had to Google it.
Oh, Safira, I think is into my top two.
You think Safira is in your top two?
I think Safira is going to be in the top.
Wow.
I think it's going to be, okay. That's what I was forgetting. I was like, I feel like I'm forgetting
Safira.
Someone.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Safira. I think it's head up between, who did we see before?
Nymphia.
I think it's going to be between Safira and Nymphia, honestly. Those are my top two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I think Plain Jane is up there.
Yeah. I really like Cube, but like this last week when we found out she couldn't dance, it was hard.
And I don't know how funny Q is going to be.
She was funny in the when she lip-synced for Life. I thought that's what like saved her.
But like what impersonation? Like is she going to be able to like do stand-up?
I do like guessing.
You have to have so many skills.
You do have to have a lot of skills.
It's kind
of expect a lot.
Unfair. Like who's going to have all of them? You know what I mean?
What do you think? Because I have an idea of what I think the most important skill to have on Drag Race is.
Yeah.
What do you think the most important skill to have
on
Drag Race
is? You have to look good.
So being pretty. Do you think that's a skill?
You don't necessarily have to look pretty, but you have to look, you always have to look good.
So like styling.
Yeah, you always have to be styled and like your costuming, everything has to be good. It can't be like cheap looking.
Mine's kind of with that is I think being really good at sewing.
Mm.
I feel like the queens who are really good at sewing.
Because then their costuming is usually better.
Yeah, their costuming is usually really, really on point, and I feel like they can make like adjustments a little better than like the queens that don't know how to sew.
Yeah.
And I feel like the sewing challenges are sometimes earlier in the season than the ones where you're allowed to be funny, like the when they do the skits or when they do the stand-up. Yeah. So I feel like being able to sew is good. But putting looks together is...
I don't think dancing is the most necessary, but I do think being funny is...
Yeah, if you can't dance, you really have to be funny. Mm-hmm. And if you can't sew, you have to be good at everything else.
The queen who continues to gag me, but I don't think is going to make it all the way to end, is Maya.
Oh, Maya Mama-Page? Really?
Yes. The way she just could
the flipping.
Stand in one spot and flip and still be in the same spot.
Yeah.
Is insane.
Her skills are
like
crazy.
Like how she can move her body. And, like, the things she can do, it just, like, really, it's like, whoa.
She's strong.
It looks like, you know, no one should be able to do that. And she could just do it.
I love when she was asked about it. She was like, my cousins and I were just, like, trying to flip outside. Yeah.
I would never be able to do that.
That is such a fun skill and so talented.
And I think she does have some funny kernels in there that she just isn't letting loose.
She needs to like relax a little bit. Like I get stressed out when I see her because I can feel her being stressed out.
Yeah.
And I feel like if she like let kind of relaxed a little bit, then she might be like a little funnier.
Yes.
But
so she performs at Palace Bar in Miami and South Beach.
Ooh.
And Palace Bar is famous for their drag brunches.
Ooh.
And it's like wild what they do there. It's like all, like not all of them there, but a lot of them there are like Maya and they do crazy flips and come down, like swing from the ceiling and flip over tables. And it's right on the street. So it's like the bar, the street, and then the beach right on South Beach.
Oh my God, I love that.
And so they like stop cars and like lay on the roofs of cars as they're going by. And it's like wild. It's like a little unhinged and they're like pretty crazy. So that's her environment where she's coming from.
Yeah. Would you say outside of, you know, watching Drag Race Live or the RuPaul Drag Race Live show, would you say that the Miami, the Palace, was it Palace you said?
Palace Bar.
Do you think Palace Bar is the best drag you've ever seen? Like IRL? Do you have a favorite drag you've ever seen IRL?
I don't know, actually. I don't think so.
You don't think Palace Bar was your favorite?
Well, it's different because it's like brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's also less of a show. I mean, it is a show, but it's less of like you're standing, sitting there watching. It's like you're eating and talking with friends. And then like you can't see the person the whole time because they're doing stuff at other tables and really working the room.
That makes sense.
So it's like a little different doing that type of environment rather than going to like a show and like watching.
Yeah, I really liked, I think the best drag as a whole that I saw was At Heart when we saw Willow Pill.
That one was really
good. I thought just everybody on that stage was so good. And so it was a lot more like comedy queens. Mm-hmm. So like Willow's was really funny. Mm-hmm. And then, my gosh, I'm so bad with names. Who was the queen that her leg? Cornbread.
Yeah.
Cornbread Jeet. Yeah. She tickles me.
Yeah.
She's so funny. I think she came out as, she was like a tiger. Or she came out as a lion.
Yes.
It was just so funny. And I was like, I love that.
It was so
love
good.
That journey of a so funny fun. Queen.
Yeah.
So that was a really good show.
That one was a good show. I feel like I've seen so many good ones. I can't pick like
the
you know
absolute
what I mean?
Favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen as many as you.
Hasn't happened yet.
I have just a small
I feel like,
sputtering.
I feel like I've seen so many that are just like in like a dive bar somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one that I went to recently was out in Palm Springs. And it's at this bar called 111. And it's more of like a neighborhood type bar, and it was also a drag brunch. But Morgan McMichaels was so good. She's from like a much earlier season.
Okay.
But I had seen her on the show and stuff, and she's like, okay, she's good, whatever. But she was like so good in person. Like
that's so awesome. Good.
But I also kind of like it when queens interact with the audience more in those types of settings, especially when it's smaller. Like she was like sitting on people's laps. She like kissed the like lenses of someone's glasses. So it's like those two like kiss marks over their eyes and stuff. So she was like really funny, like doing that. And she did like flips and stuff. So it was like,
whoa. Full yeah, package.
That was the last one in person that I saw that was like notable.
Okay. That like really sticks out.
Yeah. It was good.
You guys watch a lot of Drag Race. You watch Canada. You watch UK.
Yes.
You are Drag Race fanatics. But your favorite is US.
Well, the US is the most production value.
It has the biggest budget.
Has the most money behind it. But a lot of good queens come out of like Canada and UK too. Are really memorable. Like, especially this past season of Canada was really funny. Oh, no. There's some really funny queens in there.
I love a comedy
watch.
Queen.
Just watch a couple, you know? Download the WOW app. Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored. Sponsor us.
Use Matt's code MATT20 for 20% off your $4.99 WOW subscription. Know, right? That's so
seriously
funny. Yeah, I've never gotten into Canada. US is probably the...
Right.
The bat, like the one that we're like, okay, it's Tuesday. We watch Drag Race and Percy Jackson.
Yeah, Percy Jackson. Same time.
Same thing. We have a little marathon.
Same thing. Yeah. I went to the Trixie Motel because I'd never been before. I'm in Palm Springs all the time. I've never been to the Trixie Motel, but I had a friend visiting who was obsessed. She watched like the whole show because Trixie did a show on Netflix about remodeling.
Yes. Well, do you know who actually did some of the interior painting for the Trixie Motel?
Becky Habersberger?
No. Our bedroom was on the Trixie Motel show because there was an episode with the Very Gay Painters who were actually how we got connected with them is they were friends with Miles and Sarah or a friend of Miles and Sarah.
Oh, crazy.
And they painted Miles's office and it was in the pandemic and we were recording on Zoom and I was like, Miles, I love like the paint on your wall. Who did that? And so we hired the Very Gay Painters to do the mural on the wall in our bedroom. And a bunch of people DM'd us and were like, oh, did you know your mural is on Trixie Motel?
Oh my God,
And I was like,
bedroom is in the Trixie Motel.
I know.
Go stay in Becky's bed at the Trixie Motel.
I love it. Although it was very sad when we were redoing our bathroom, they accidentally knocked through the mural. And I mean, hashtag very good for them. They're too busy to come and paint it for us.
You touch up.
So we had to paint over it, but we loved it.
It was a limited edition.
It was a limited edition. And I can't fault them because I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you're too busy and too popular and too successful.
They're successful.
For us.
They're successful now.
I'm glad.
They don't do bedrooms anymore, Becky.
No, they do like, I think they did part of RuPaul's house. Like, I'm like, okay, you've moved past us.
RuPaul's house is insane.
They painted something, I believe, on the ceiling.
Did you see all the pictures that came out of RuPaul's house?
Yeah. He lives in like a
mansion.
A madhouse is what it looks like. So much color.
It is definitely chaotic.
Yeah.
And things there are just like him, larger than life. You know, just like huge things hanging from the ceiling. It's like wild. Mm-hmm. Look at pictures, people. Just Google it.
Look at pictures.
Look at pictures. Look at pictures.
Has Ru ever done an Architectural Digest like tour?
I don't think so. That's not what the pictures were that just came out, really. I don't think so.
That'd be really funny.
Like, that's the person I'm talking about.
Those are the exact photos I'm speaking of.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so before you interrupted my story, I went to the Trixie Motel.
Wait, more about me.
Because, I mean, we didn't go into any of the rooms, obviously, because we weren't staying there.
Oh, you just, like, popped in to, like, see.
Yeah, so you can go in and go into the gift shop, which don't get too excited about the gift shop. It's all this makeup. It's, like, Trixie's makeup, which, I mean, if you like makeup, you're going to like it. Because there's, like, stuff you can get there that you can't really try or see in person.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend liked that, but there's, like, kind of nothing else in the gift shop. So it should be called a makeup shop. And then they have a really cute like bar, restaurant area. So you can go get like a drink and like sit by the pool and stuff. It's really cute. It's
and the pool's
small.
Really cute.
It's very small, but it's like cute. It's a cute spot. Get some Instagram pics.
Great location too. It's like,
yeah, it's
like a
downtown.
Couple blocks from going mm-hmm. like into the main strip of downtown.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I've always wanted to stay there. It just looks so like kitschy and like fun.
Yeah.
And I think Trixie is so funny.
I love her and
Katya on Netflix.
Queens like to watch. It's so funny. I'm dead.
So funny. Their review of He's All That on Netflix.
Oh my God.
I was screaming and cackling. Like, they make me laugh out loud. Did you see the clip of Trixie? No, it was Katya ate the fake macaroon. Yes.
She's like, this tastes like soap.
She, like, you see her face. She bites it. You see her face. She goes, and she's like, this tastes like soap. And Trixie was like, oh, honey, that's not real. Like, they have such good chemistry, even when they're, like, not in the same room.
Yeah.
They're just really good at banter.
They are. They're so good. I just watched the one literally last night of them doing Griselda.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so funny. Katya's sick. Hashtag stay home. So
we
kimchi,
love that journey, Katya.
So Kimchi was in filling in for her.
Oh, funny.
Hilarious. It was so good. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Highly recommend.
Matt's 10 out of 10 reviews. Speaking of 10 out of 10 reviews, since we have a teeny bit of time left, what are you watching right now that you are obsessed with?
Okay, so I actually just did finish
You're
Griselda.
So excited.
I actually did just finish Griselda.
Was it wonderful?
It's amazing. Sofia Vergara is amazing. Mm. So good. I mean, it's just honestly, it's about a person just becoming unhinged. Like, that's like...
I love that.
The evolution of the season. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because it looks so much like her, but it doesn't look like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be like her cousin or her sister. Or
did you see that clip that went viral of Kelly Clarkson being like, it looks like you? And Sofia Vergara's like, no, Kelly, this does not look like me. And she's like, no, but you know what I'm saying. And she's like, no, I don't know what you're saying, Kelly. I had full prosthetics on.
Yes. And they definitely did. I mean, I know she had to wear fake teeth, but it looks like they also had to do something else on her chin or something. But it's so good. Ooh. I mean, really a slice of time, you know, back in the late 70s and 80s in like Miami, you know, like all the costuming and the hair.
It was really pretty.
Ugh. And all the jewelry.
Love a period
It's
piece.
Just like insane and so much cocaine. Oh, my God. So much cocaine in that show.
I've actually been... wanting to watch it because Jared Popkin, one of his very best friends, is in it.
Mm.
And we've met him a few times through that. And I always try to support, you know, you go online, you're like, okay, you're in these episodes. I'll watch this. But then everyone said the whole show was really good. So I was like,
it's really
okay,
good. You have to watch. Yeah. We watched it pretty quickly too. You know, just like
a good binge.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you want to know.
I'm on a show that I do not think is bingeable. It wasn't bingeable the first time I watched it. Mm. Keith tried to binge it and I was like, this is not a show to be binged. Mm-hmm. So we started watching the first episode of Masters of the Air, which is the Apple TV show. Mm-hmm. And like 15 minutes in, I was like, I can't understand a word they're saying. I don't understand why I'm supposed to love these people. And this is so wanting to be Band of Brothers that I'd rather just watch Band of Brothers. Mm. And I was with Keith and my girlfriend, Lauren, and they both said they had never watched Band of Brothers. And I immediately turned off Masters of the Air and we put on Band of Brothers. So we're currently rewatching Band of Brothers. And I still think it is such a good show.
And it's better.
It's so much better.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Masters of the Air,
I think, or Masters of Sky or something like that. It's just, I feel like Masters of the Air, I'm going to call it the wrong name. I'm like, what is this, Sky Show? The new Sky Show on Apple TV. I just feel like it's not, they didn't do a good job at introducing anyone. Mm. Like when they started like getting shot in their plane, I had like no idea why I was supposed to care about them. But Band of Brothers does a really good job in that first episode. I mean, the show starts with the original Band of Brothers being interviewed. So you get to see the real people that the show is based off of and see, like they have a really like kind of crazy story.
Yeah.
They're basically at like every major event. And the show starts in sort of they're in training to be paratroopers, the people that jump out of planes.
Yeah.
And they're an easy company.
Not a job I want.
And the second episode is D-Day.
Oh,
so they just
wow.
fly into D-Day. So it's crazy. And like you care, but you know them. You're like, oh, this first episode, I mean, I think the first episode is like an hour and a half, but they do a really good job in a short amount of time of making you like, be like, okay, this is this character. Mm-hmm. This is this guy. This is why I care about them. Mash of the Air just did not do that. I was
no
like,
hook. Didn't hook you?
No, they hooked me with like the actors. Like I like Barry Keogh, Austin Butler. Sure. But like, I was like, I don't know. Why am I supposed to care about these people?
Yeah.
I don't even know what their names are. Two of them were named Bucky. One of them's Bucky. One of them's Buck.
Bucky Buck.
Bucky Buck. So highly recommend going back and watching Band of Brothers.
Did you watch Godzilla?
Did I watch what?
Godzilla, but in the show they call it Godzilla. Godzilla.
Oh, is it the new Godzilla? Like Godzilla X or whatever?
On Apple TV.
I heard it was phenomenal.
It was good.
I heard it was really good.
It was really good.
No, I haven't seen it.
Mm. It was because it shows you like a different side of the like monsters and like where they come from and stuff. It's very interesting.
I was never a huge Godzilla girly.
Yeah.
But I could be convinced.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, really good CGI, you know?
We love to see it.
And it does do a good job of making you like the characters too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I like caring about the characters.
Yeah.
I like shows like
high on your list.
It's high. I gotta like, I think that's why the like Alice in Borderland messed me up so much is because they made me care about so many people, or like Sweet Home. They make you care about all these people and then they kill them, and they kill them like quick, and you never hear from them again. And you're like,
have you been watching Traitor?
No, you know, we watched the UK first season. I think I would like it more if I knew who the people were.
Oh.
Like, it's kind of like why I don't watch All Stars.
Well, the second season isn't that all of Traitors. The second season, like, that's like Housewives.
It is. Yeah, it's, yeah. But I don't watch those. I watch Vanderpump and I watch Bachelor. So I knew like Pilot Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a lot of the other ones.
I haven't gotten into it yet, but everyone that watches it stops and non-talk about it. Non-stop talks about it.
Really, really good. Oh, you know, that's my other Tuesday night show, Vanderpump Rules. Pretty sure it's Tuesdays.
Forgot about it already.
Well, the first episode was pretty forgettable, to be honest.
I can't believe it's still on.
It's still going. It's still going.
I can't believe it's still on.
You know?
Yeah.
Trashy TV exists.
So,
and sometimes you need your brain to just be empty for a little while.
So the show I literally just started watching last night was Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
the new one with Maya Erskine and Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, yes.
Was it so good?
So it's like a different take, obviously. But kind of like the premise is the same of that they live kind of in the same world as the original movie, right? So they like match these two people up that are supposed to pretend to be husband and wife, and they send them like on these missions.
Ooh.
So it's a series. So it's not like, you know, they're not like killing each other at the very beginning or anything.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but it's like they're like sending them on things, but it's like they're more like, because you know in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they're like both like so talented.
Yeah.
They can use all the guns. They know how to do all the things. They can do the backflips, you know?
Yeah.
This is like if it was them, but like more like real people.
More like chill.
Kind of if you and I went on it.
Yeah.
Like they know how to do things, but they kind of mess everything up still a little bit. You know, they're not like the perfect.
I don't think we would mess everything up.
I think if we were spies and trying to like steal things. And like,
I mean,
true
I would
people,
never be a spy with you.
And like, shoot people and stuff. I don't know if we'd be that good at perfecting that.
I feel like I would be good at it.
Ah!
I have played games where Matt has to like lie, cheat, and steal, and he's scary. I mean, he will look you in your eyes and do something that's bad for him in the game, and you're like, why did you just do that? You're chaos. Yeah, I don't think. I think if I was going to work for a government agency, which I actually...
It would
I was
be the DMV.
Oh. In high school, looked it up because I love the TV show Criminal Minds. I looked up how to apply for the FBI.
Right.
And it turns out you have to go through the same basic training that everyone else goes through, even if you're just going to be a profiler.
It's a lot of like physical.
A lot of physical. Yeah. I'm not tough enough. I'm certainly not smart enough. I do think nobody would think that I was an FBI agent. You know what I mean?
But also if you're just like working in the FBI building.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but I would want to do like Criminal Minds, which I've heard is very not real. What they do. I hear it is a lot
not
of like.
How real life actually works.
Finding, I don't know, tax things.
So you want to work for the IRS? Is what I'm hearing.
Could you imagine me working for the IRS? Like the Federal Reserve would absolutely be empty.
You call them. You would be the collections call lady.
No.
Hi, this is Becky Habersberger calling.
You know what I would
you
do?
You owe $467.32 to the IRS.
I would go Fight Club. And I would start deleting. I would be like, wipe the system. Clean slate. Everybody gets to start over.
You work at the student loan office.
Never. Never. But maybe I should. And then I would go in and delete.
And just delete all of the loan data.
I do think I would get arrested.
I mean.
I think I would go to jail. I think I would get in big, big trouble for deleting everyone's student
debt. I think you definitely would end up in jail. Right next to Griselda.
Spoiler. Does she go to jail?
I mean, she's a real person. A lot of people know her story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope our audience knows the story because I didn't.
Well, it didn't spoil anything.
Okay. Okay, sure, Matt. We'll bleep it.
Amazing.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a big book talk update.
Okay, how much smut are you reading today, Becky?
Okay,
how much
no.
are you reading today, Becky?
You know what? I need to take this moment, reclaim my time, apologize to Smut Girl TikTok.
I don't know what you do to them.
Because we uploaded a TikTok where I was talking about fairy smut, which colloquially, it is called fairy smut. Everybody is calling it fairy smut. I'm not the only one. And I was like, people were stitching it and they were like, this is not smut. This smut's not smut. You clearly didn't read Wattpad. And I was like, you know what? I didn't. Correct. You caught me. So Kaylin was like,
you're reading Wattpad.
Becky, I can get you smut. And I was like, okay, give me smut. You guys, sometimes I can't even look at Kaylin. Sometimes knowing that we're reading the same book, I'm like, I can't believe we've read these words together. I can't believe we've read these words together. She, it's called the Ravenhood series. And so the first book was called Flock.
Flog?
Flock, like a flock of birds, like a flock of ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. I never read Smut before I read that. And like, I honestly, Matt, I have it on my Kindle and you could read a portion of it, but like, I don't want you to.
Well, good thing you missed before when I read some really smutty thing.
It was hard to read
with a straight face.
Yeah, reading Flock was like, my cheeks were like red. Like I was like, like I mostly was going like, oh my God. And Kaylin's always like, but the plot, like the second book like made me cry. And I was like, Kaylin, is the plot in the room with us? I could not tell you what the plot is. Mm-hmm. I kind of have a grasp on the plot, but then all of a sudden it's like smut. Smut with a capital S-M-U-T.
Whoa.
Like I feel like I read like books that also happen to have sex scenes in them.
Soft course smut.
I did not like the way you said that.
Soft
something about smut. The way you said that.
You wanted that hardcore smut. You graduated to the hardcore.
I need to go back. Kaylin's like, I'm trying to get through the second book because she said it was really good. But like, it is, I think I'm like too immature. Like, I gotta grow up and just read some smut. I mean, it just is murdering me. It's a lot. I'm like getting heated just talking about it.
Just thinking about those hardcore smut books.
It's
getting yourself worked up.
A lot. It's a lot. So I was wrong. I'm going to say it now. I was wrong. A Court of Thorns and Roses it's like hand-holding compared to what these books have in it.
Whoa.
That is real smut. So I hope Smut Talk can take me back into the fold.
Now that you're really in it.
Now that I'm really in it. But I don't know that I'll continue my smut journey. You know what I mean? I don't know
dabble.
If the smut world is for me. I feel like I put a toe in and was like, ah.
You put a toe in and it took a whole foot.
I put a toe in and ate my leg with that book. With Flock, 100%. I tiptoed and then a shark came and bit it clean off.
Well, why don't you ask for recommendations then? You know?
I guess.
You need more.
Maybe
you haven't been exposed to enough. You just need more recommendations. Send recommendations to Becky.
Send me your smut. If you know what Flock is, send me your smut that's like not as smut as that. And I swear to God, if people stitch me and say that book is not that smutty.
You're gonna pass out.
I'm gonna make Matt read the scene where they're on the lake on the floating thing. Okay.
If you're telling
me that book is not smutty, I will make Matt read the entire chapter for an episode. So don't tell me that book is not smutty.
Oh my god.
But you guys, this was a beautiful journey we went on today. From drag to smut and everything in between.
Yes. Everything in between.
Thank you so much for listening to us. And as always, make sure you're washing your hands, getting vaxxed, tipping your servers, being nice to people, being nice to yourself, peeing after sex.
Register to vote.
Register to vote.
It's coming up, people.
Voting is coming up.
Yes.
Vote in your local elections. They're very important. And we'll see you guys next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.